are in our final hour on this Thursday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report with Paul McGuire as our guest. Folks, go to paulmcguire.us, bookmark the site, check out his radio show, The Paul McGuire Report, his latest book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017, and his upcoming Paradise Mountain meeting, prayer meeting, The Days of Awe, a week from today, October 13th. You can attend for free. You just have to register on his site. Portions of tonight's program were brought to you by AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Don't slack on getting your storable, emergency storable food. It's GMO-free, the Thrive brand, and it is a great addition to any preparations that you will make. Chance and American Survival Wholesale will work with you to put together special dietary need packages as well as monetary need packages. They'll work with you with payments and whatnot. And you can't go wrong preparing long storable food without American Survival Wholesale. Visit their site. Give them a call if you have any questions. They are very user-friendly and have been sponsors of this show since I can remember. Getting back to our guest tonight, Paul McGuire. Again, paulmcguire.us is the website. Paul, where do you want to start off this hour?
Well, maybe just first responding to what both of you gentlemen brought up regarding the Illuminati music videos and the Super Bowl halftime shows and stuff like that. It's clear that an occult elite, because it's also being done at the Olympic ceremonies, specifically the one in Great Britain, was filled with occult and Illuminati symbolism, as well as here in the U.S., the Super Bowl halftime shows, the musical artists, the big musical artists, many of them, showing Illuminati or satanic or Kabbalah or occult symbols and rituals in their performances. And what they're doing is they're indoctrinating very young children, because young children watch this, not just teenagers. Young children watch it. They're indoctrinating them into the subconscious acceptance of satanic ideas and principles, occult principles. They're brainwashing them into the acceptance of sexual perversion and all kinds of things, and Satanism and witchcraft, etc. So after a period of time goes by, these people will live out to whatever degree certain aspects of the lifestyle that they've been programmed to accept. Now, it's interesting to note that through the advent of modern technology, such as the radio, well, that's not modern technology, but when it first came out, it was modern technology. So when mass communications technology really began to explode in America, television began to take off, and it may be hard for some people to believe, but once upon a time, television was not everywhere. Now it's everywhere. The television, going back to the time when television began to take off, radio had already taken off, and other forms of mass communication coming out of Great Britain, which is, by the way, the worldwide headquarters of Satanism and the Illuminati and the worldwide control system for the economic system. You had the rock and roll musicians like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and the Who and so on and so forth. They were carriers of a specific message to a targeted youth demographic. And by youth demographic, I mean, I was exposed to the Beatles, I think, when I was in third grade or something. And but along with what began as, you know, I want to hold your hand, evolved into much hardcore messages. And all these rock and roll groups were promoting the occult, Eastern mysticism, the use of LSD, marijuana, sexual permissiveness, sexual freedom, etc. And so they created a counterculture, which culminated like in Woodstock, and then the whole sex, drugs, rock and roll counterculture that kind of exploded in the 60s and changed America forever. But that was brought in technologically from Great Britain primarily, and carried by pop musical artists. And they changed the shape of America. Now, it's very interesting to note that the targets, we know what they were promoting, but the targets that they had for destruction in films, movies like that famous film with, I can't remember his name. He was a shorter actor. It'll come to me in a minute. He's having an affair with an older woman. Anyway, he was the first anti-hero. So the films of that time and the music of that time were designed to destroy the traditional family, to promote living together, sex outside of marriage, the use of drugs, liberalism in terms of political ideas, and to attack Christianity, attack the family, attack traditional Christian morality. So the targets of attack were all institutions that God created, and they were all institutions that were biblical or what we would call Judeo-Christian institutions. The family, which, by the way, Marxism attacks the same exact thing. The family, traditional morality, Christianity, patriotism, all those values that are birthed out of the Bible were targeted for attack. And so what you had was a radical alteration of America and its belief system. And that has continued to accelerate right up until our time via things like the Illuminati music videos you were talking about. And then, you know, you have this tsunami, literally, on television and episodic television and talk shows and movies of this. It just exploded in the last, 4 or 5 years, this transgender, complete sexual confusion regarding identity. It's actual sexual chaos. I mean, there are so many hybrids of traditional sexual identities that all that is left is a swirling sexual chaos, from just being ramped up from everything to 50 Shades of Grey to Bruce Jenner or whatever. The whole thing is it creates a total destabilization in people's interior reality.
Paul, sorry to interject this, but I was amazed to see how many Christians, especially Christian women, have been reading and have owned copies of 50 Shades of Grey. It just, it blew my mind to really get into that. I mean, church-going people who identify as Christians reading promoting even 50 Shades of Grey and drivel like that. I wanted to throw that in there because I just thought it was so mind-blowing, mind-numbing, as a matter of fact.
That I didn't know, but it doesn't surprise me. So anyway, you have this entire sexual chaos. And people don't understand the implications of that. The implications are long term, is God's plan for men and women and mankind and society and everything is being gutted, destabilized, and that's important for reasons that go far beyond the sexual reasons or the so-called sexual identity reasons. That's important because if you can dislodge people from a stabilized state, then you can introduce them into any number of completely new concepts, ideas, and lifestyles, whether it be economic, political, spiritual, or whatever. Once that initial destabilization is completed, it's like a rowboat tied to a dock with a rope. Once you sever the rope, the rowboat just floats out into the lake aimlessly. And so once you create this initial destabilization, people's lives just float, and they can end up absolutely anywhere. So what they are now is in a very heightened state of vulnerability and susceptibility to outside programming, psychological programming, cult programming, et cetera, et cetera. And that's by design, because the occult globalist elite have said in their own books and writings, et cetera, that they want to promote a Luciferian world socialist order that is completely antichrist in nature. And that's what we have going on in America. And it shows up, it has ricochet effects everywhere. You know, it's not just things in the sexual arena. They have ricochet effects all over the place, like values and riots. What are going on now in these riots regarding police shootings and things like that? And I'm not justifying racism or racial bias, by the way, but the behavior that's going on oftentimes inside the demonstrations is very barbaric and crude, and wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. Now, thank God, a lot of ministers have jumped into these actual riots and demonstrations and brought peace, and they're to be commended. But it's destabilizing our entire culture. It's creating a culture of lies and deception and darkness and so on and so on. So we don't even recognize America anymore. But this is by plan, and this is where Bible prophecy fits in. Now, I want to say a couple of brief statements. First is, it would be a great flaw to just talk about the supernatural power of the forces of darkness or Luciferianism or Satan. And what is often neglected in this kind of discussion is the superior spiritual power of God, the supernatural technology of God, the supernatural power of God, and the reality of God's angelic armies, the reality of God's technology. You will find that that is conspicuously absent in a lot of discussions among Christians. It's almost like they glamorize and amplify the power of darkness, and they diminish the supernatural power of God. And that's a very strange thing. Now, God gives us supernatural intelligence. God releases his supernatural power into the lives of those people who believe him and accept him. So a case in point would be God gives us prophecy. So the Bible is packed from the Old Testament to New Testament with very exact, specific prophecies, especially regarding the conquest of land and territory and military battles and the outcome of military warfare. God gives us an enormous amount of detailed prophecies, many of which have come true in the exact detail that God specified they would come true. No other religious or spiritual book does that. I mean, the Quran doesn't have any prophecies that have come true. And it's end time eschatology prophecy prophecies, which they claim will come true, will not come true in the way they say they'll come true. The biblical prophecies of the end times will come true. So God gives us prophecy, which could also be called supernatural intelligence information. So going back to this war in Syria, you have these two power centers, the Luciferian power center and the power center of God. The Luciferian power center, through Freemasonry, through the Illuminati, and through Freemasonic and Illuminati leaders like General Pike, who had this occult prophecy of three great world wars, and the third world war was this global battle between Islam and the Christian West, which would lead to hundreds of millions of deaths, total disillusionment in the the idea of God, and then ultimately lead to the global worship of Satan. But he made a prediction of a global World War III that was a conflict between militant Islam and the West, which wasn't front and center when he had that prophecy. Now, God also gives supernatural prophecies regarding these conflicts. So in Psalm 83, we see a description of a military conflict. And there are nations, specific nations mentioned in Psalm 83. So for example, what is called Assyria, the modern equivalent of Syria would be Syria in northern Iraq. Very interesting, because it was written thousands of years ago. But Syria is front and center, and Iraq is front and center in Psalm 83. And then we have the Egyptians and Saudi Arabia talked about in Psalm 83 under the name the Ishmaelites. And Saudi Arabia, of course, is front and center. And then we have the Palestinians, referred to in Psalm 83 as the tents of Edom. And then in Ezekiel 38, we have very clear references to Russia and Russia's alliance with Iran and a consortium of Middle East nations that invade Israel in the last days. And then we read in Armageddon about the kings of the East, which is reference to the Asian empires like China and Japan, etc., participating in this final great military conflict called Armageddon. So God's word gives us supernatural intelligence information regarding the outcomes and the nations and the geographic location and the timing of military warfare. The Bible also gives us supernatural information into the nature of a global economic system, a global religion, and a global government. And so everything that the globalists are doing, whether they know it or not, is really synchronizing with God's prophetic word about a global system run by the Antichrist and the false prophet. So this is very interesting how accurate God's supernatural intelligence and prophecies are. Now, compounded with that, God has given his people enormous supernatural power, enormous supernatural abilities. But the problem is the average person and the average Christian has been programmed into thinking that these enormous supernatural powers and abilities don't really exist, or they have been programmed into thinking that they're hyper-religious or conducted by religious lunatics, or that take something like prayer. I mean, you know, when I even after I became a Christian many years ago, whenever somebody brought up the topic of prayer, I was instantaneously bored. I mean, I was like, prayer was synonymous with boredom. And when I heard things like people had intercessory prayer meetings, immediately I said I would never want to go to one of these meetings because it would be total monotony and boredom. So you see, I had such a bias against things like prayer and intercessory prayer and spiritual warfare. I was so biased against it, so prejudiced against it, so programmed into thinking it was total boredom and total impotence that I never paid attention to it. This was for years after I became a Christian. And this is kind of the mindset that many Christians have today. You bring up prayer or the fact that you're going to have a prayer meeting or intercessory prayer meeting or whatever, or repentance, and they're all viewed as boring, monotonous, legalistic, ancient, medieval, and painful, like going to the dentist. Like prayer, intercessory prayer, warfare, spiritual warfare, and repentance, for many people, if they're honest, they would equate that subconsciously with going to the dentist and having cavities filled. And they don't want to spend any more than 2 minutes in prayer. And that's the result of programming and attending dead, boring, monotonous, overly religious and putrid Christian religious gatherings. And that's the reality of it. But what I discovered as I plunged into this intensive research about the nature of reality, about the existence of the Illuminati and secret societies, about the existence of a pharaoh god-king system, about what the purpose was behind satanic rituals and secret societies and advanced technology and quantum physics and multidimensional realities and monarch programming and mind control and this endless spectrum of information that I began to research, the light bulbs, I mean, were just turned on full blast. And I began to realize that the entire universe and our entire reality and our entire planet is operating according to a spectrum of supernatural laws. And these laws can be manipulated by the forces of evil or the forces of good. And they release power and they open doors and they can create supernatural events. And all of this thinking that I grew up with in the public school system, where my public school education was the equivalent of the amount of knowledge you could put in a shoebox, and I was programmed to think inside this stupid shoebox most of my life, like most people are. At a certain point in my life, I realized God did not create me to think inside a shoebox. I need to think outside of the box. And Christians need to get hit with a lightning bolt on their butt and wake up. They're not supposed to think in a shoebox, and most of them do think in a shoebox, where God has given them the mind of Christ. Why are they thinking in a shoebox? So you rip up the shoebox, and you look at reality with a heightened awareness and a full spectrum view of reality that incorporates multidimensional reality and a diversity of knowledge and information that would blow most people's minds. But it's available to anybody. And then you understand the way the world operates, the way reality operates, and that is that prayer is not some boring, mundane, stupid old lady thing. And I'm not trying to be impolite to people who are older. So please forgive me. But it's not some boring thing like knitting, okay? It's power. Prayer is the release and access of multidimensional supernatural power that is so mind-blowing and should give the spiritual equivalent or the experiential equivalent of riding a surfboard and surfing the ultimate wave. It's such a high experience, and it's so powerful, and it's so transcendent that when you really tap into the power of prayer, it is so beyond getting high on drugs and doing LSD. It's so beyond sex and everything else that it's like there's no words to describe it. When you realize what you can do in relationship to God through the power of prayer, you can change reality. You can change within the framework of God's sovereignty and his prophetic plan. To the degree that God allows you to, prayer allows you to change reality. And prayer warfare, or spiritual warfare, is the highest form of prayer, where you're actually in combat, mortal combat, with fallen angels, territorial spirits, like Daniel was. It's very, very powerful stuff. So people feel like victims, and people feel hopeless, and people feel depressed, and people are being overwhelmed by the confusion hitting them from the media. But they've been given this incredible supernatural power. If only they would learn to process it, believe it, access it, and use it. If they would learn that, they would, you know, their lives would soar like with wings of eagles. And so when it comes to the election, and that's why I'm holding this Paradise Mountain meeting on October 13th, which I invite people to come to, it's not a boring prayer meeting. I'm giving a powerful prophetic message about the future of America from the Word of God, and we'll have a short time of prayer because length of time doesn't impress God. But it's going to crack open the spiritual reality, and the power of God will move as it has in the past. So your listeners need to know, and they need to come to terms with, is they're not victims. We're not passively watching the election debate, waiting for an outcome. Our hopes are not entirely dependent upon either Trump or Clinton, or this political party or that political party. When we understand the absolute power, the absolute power and reality of prayer and multidimensional warfare, we understand that God has given us the supernatural power to change the outcome for America. And right now we're facing two outcomes. One is dark and Luciferian in nature, and one is an outcome, at least in the temporal sense, is an outcome that will birth a future for America for a limited period of time, because at some time Bible prophecy will kick in and we'll move into the tribulation, and then that option is over. But for now, we have a window of opportunity given to us by God to change reality. The Pilgrims and Puritans knew this, and we can change reality. That means the economic reality, the political reality, the social reality and your personal reality. There is enormous power and intelligence involved in prayer. If people throw out their bias against it, which I had, and recognize that it's incredible power, incredible intelligence, and you're tapping into something so far beyond yourself that it would blow your mind.
Very powerful statements there, Paul. And as we're coming up against the break, just to kind of summarize what you just said, and so many of us are guilty of it, we don't have discipline in our spiritual lives. And that's a creation of our own doing, for the most part, from, you know, the TV and all the distractions of life, and, you know, to the church services that we attend and are a part of. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on this Thursday edition with Paul McGuire. Go to his website again, paulmcguire.us, register, and you can attend free the Paradise Mountain Church meeting, the Days of Awe, next Thursday, the 13th at 7 p.m. All the details are underneath, right underneath this YouTube broadcast in the description, or go to paulmcguire.us. Again, you can attend for free. You just must register on his website. We have Paul for one more segment. When we come back, we will finish up and wrap up this show with Paul McGuire after this. Stay with us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know whether you saw that or not. It was a cameo by my wife, who arrived at the studio just moments ago. The eagle has landed, if you know what that means. And of course, my wife had, she came into the studio, brought, our studio dog Lady with her, who in her mouth has got a soccer ball. If you could see the picture, it's just, it's adorable.
But she's anyway, had that thing all day.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, folks, it's so great to have with us tonight Paul McGuire, paulmcguire.us. I could sit and listen to Paul McGuire speak. I could listen to him all day long. And there are only a few people that I could really relate to in terms of the content, the intellectual discussion. And Paul McGuire is indeed one of them. He's just the author, of course, of A Prophecy of the Future of America 2016-2017, which is a phenomenal book, much different than A Prophecy of the Future of America. Both books are great. And, of course, Mass Awakening. I don't want to forget that. All of Paul's books are just tremendous. Go to paulmcguire.us and load up on the books. You know, I've gotten emails saying, well, man, you're a book hound. Yes, I love to learn, I love to read, and that's just because, obviously, the more knowledge one has, the more prepared one can be for events that are coming. And of course, the Bible is our foundation, but the books such as Paul's, A Prophecy of the Future of America 2016-2017, can contextualize events that we're seeing today. Paul's been doing just a fantastic job about how we're being gamed. How we're being gamed in terms of the perception. And isn't it weird how perception is reality? The debates. We talked about those. And the fallout, the collateral effect of the debates. And of course, Paul has the inside baseball on the debates. Paul McGuire himself being part of the talk show circuit, Fox News and other networks, he knows how things are done, and he sees the tricks. He sees the entire gambit of things, and for him to make sense of this for us is great. So, Paul McGuire, thank you so much. And folks, next Thursday, October 13th, I can't stress this enough. If we did not have a show and have responsibilities, Joe and I would be there at the Garland Hotel in North Hollywood, Paradise Mountain Church sponsored event.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to California.
Yeah, well, I was there. I stepped over the border. I was in California for a while, for about, I don't know, 5 minutes. Stepped over the border from Arizona, and I just because I could. And I think I was in actually three states at one time, or you know, anyway. But Paul, thanks for joining us tonight, and thanks for your sharing your intellectual vast knowledge with us. My goodness, it really is making some sense of things.
Thank you, both of you gentlemen. You know, things happen in your show that don't usually happen a lot. So I would say your show, in the good sense of the word, is kind of a portal for the powers of light, meaning God, etc. And the reason that is because you allow it. Because you guys are not only the hosts of your program, but you're in a sense the managers. So I thank you for that, because things happen on your show that just don't happen, and that's so. It's always a joy to be on your program.
Yeah, you know, and thanks for saying that, Paul. Because we just try to do what we've been called to do, and oftentimes it's so many times, and I think everyone runs into this where we get in our own way. That's bad enough, but when we get in other people's way, that's even worse. So we want to offer to our listeners and to our viewers the platform. It's their platform. It's your, folks, it's your platform out there. And all we're doing is just kind of holding the key and, bringing people in, or having people come in and like Paul McGuire. I mean, my goodness, you just can't beat the information. And how many people today, and if everyone would just spread the word about this program, about Paul McGuire, about the intercessory prayer meeting next Thursday, if everyone would just spread the word about all of this, what we're doing, that's all we ask. And man, we could make a difference. And I truly believe that each one of us alive today were born for this very time. And we were born for this reason. And everyone listening to this, you know, something earlier, Paul, I just want to share this. I don't know what happened. It was during one of the breaks, I think maybe the two breaks ago. I just had this overwhelming feeling that we have a listener out there that is questioning, and it was a female. I don't know why, but a female questioning their purpose in life and having a rough time. I don't get visions. I don't get dreams. I don't get visions. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm an investigator, but I had this overwhelming sense that there was somebody out there just questioning their existence and whether or not they had some sort of casualty in their life, a death in the family, death of someone close to them. But it sounds weird, I know, but just this overwhelming sense that a person was contemplating, checking out, so to speak, and I want to mention that, because my goodness, you were born for a time like this, and despite the adversity in your life, our prayers are with you. If you know, I don't know where that came from, but our prayers are with you. My prayers are with you. I just sense that there's somebody in really struggling right now.
Well, that's important that you said that, and to whoever that person is, female or male, but let's say female, because that's what came to your mind.
Yeah.
She needs to know that despite whatever intense, very intense emotional pain, hurt, woundedness, rejection, not understanding why it happened, that intensely and very intensely, it's so intense that she contemplates ending it, because ending it would be preferable to the intense pain she's experiencing. But the truth is that however bad that pain is, it's momentary. It may feel like it's permanent, but it's momentary. I mean, it's going to end at a certain point. And it would be terrible if you made the wrong choice, and then it's too late. And the thing that you need to know is that your life is in the hand of God, and I can't tell you why whatever happened happened, and why God allowed it. It certainly doesn't mean God is evil or cruel, and you will learn one day why God allowed it. But for now, you need to take whatever little degree of faith you have, even if it's just a little tiny mustard seed or whatever, and you need to reach out to God. And if you'll do that, He will begin healing you now. That doesn't mean He's going to snap His fingers and everything is going to just magically disappear in an instant. But the very fact that you're alive means you have a purpose in life. And ultimately, God is love. And He's going to, even though you're suffering now, God's going to express His love to you. So don't short-circuit that by giving in to a dark emotion right now. Don't short-circuit that. God did not create you to suffer. There will be an end quickly to the suffering. But you got to just reach out a little bit, and He'll meet you, and He'll carry you. He'll carry your pain, by the way. So if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you and anybody else who might be going through a similar thing. And you can repeat the words of that I'm praying if you choose, or you can just agree silently. But just open the door a little crack and the light will come in. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for this woman or lady or man in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon you now, and you would experience the tangible love of Jesus Christ. In fact, Lord, we go beyond that. We ask God right now for that person who's suffering and questioning whether or not they should stay alive or the reason for their existence. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would, in a spiritual sense at this moment, allow them to feel your embrace and allow them to feel your love for them, Jesus. And we ask that you give them the power and the spiritual strength to keep on going until you can put things back together for them, and that there's ultimately a sunrise after the time of darkness, and that there is a sunrise. The Lord has a word for you, and I want you to stop whatever you're doing. You know what you've been thinking, and we're not condemning you. Many of us, including myself, have been in your exact same place emotionally. We know what it's like to feel like checking out. Don't do it, because it's irreversible. But the Lord is speaking to you now, and I'm asking you politely to hear the word of the Lord for you personally, because it is a personal word from the Lord to you. The Lord is saying to you, He's promising you right now through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is saying to you, and He knows your name, and He's speaking your name to you in your inner woman or inner man. The Lord is saying to you that surely, says the Lord, there will be a sunrise for you. The Lord says, yes, night comes, but night is temporary. I, the Lord, who created the sunrise and the sunset and night, I promise you, says the Lord, that I will bring you through the darkness. I will bring you quickly through the time of darkness. And I will carry you personally as one would carry a little infant through the time of darkness. And even though you're powerless, I am all powerful. My protection is all around you. My guardian angels are surrounding you now, says the Lord. And my hand of goodness and favor and blessing is caressing your head, says the Lord. And I promise, says the Lord, and again He's naming you by name, I promise you now that you will quickly, faster than you think, see the sunrise. And I will bring the light and the promise of blessing and good things back into your life, if you would simply hold my hand through this very short time of trial. I am faithful
and I can be trusted, and my name is Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. And obviously, when I said my name is Jesus Christ, I wasn't referring to myself. I was speaking that in the form of a prayer over you.
Amen, Paul. Thank you so much for that prayer. And you know, as you were praying, I was also thinking as well of the people who are suffering with the weather on the southeast United States, and people who are in the dark right now, literally and perhaps metaphorically in the dark. You know, we need to lift them up in prayer as well. We have a lot of listeners in the southeast United States, and my goodness, you know, it's wow. Yeah, our prayers are with you as well.
Can we just briefly pray for the? I don't want to. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for all of you who are suffering various calamities, afflictions, are facing challenges and trials, or just need guidance or help or salvation. Or we're going to pray for you right now, for those of you that are sitting in darkness, maybe because the lights are out, because of the weather or whatever your situation is. We're going to pray for you. And I ask that all of those listeners who would like to join with us in this prayer, so it's a collective prayer, I'm asking those of you that know how to pray to join with us in prayer, so we can marshal a large number of people to pray for those in need. And you can repeat the prayer after me, or you can just listen in agreement and receive what God has for you. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you in Jesus' name that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that the name of Jesus is above every name on heaven and earth, including hurricanes, disasters, calamities, any kind of adversity. The name of Jesus is above every name named in heaven and earth, including the name of Lucifer. And Lord Jesus, we ask right now for all those people that are facing trial, sitting in darkness, struggling with things, lacking things, dealing with adversities of every kind, people who are suffering in an emotional pain, psychological pain, people that are hurting. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are sitting at the throne room of God as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we go boldly into the throne room of God through the blood of Jesus Christ to find an ever-present help in time of need. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that the power of your Holy Spirit would be released like a mighty force of blessing, like a mighty force to break chains of darkness, like a mighty force of rescue and healing, like a mighty force of joy, and the light of the Lord would pour into lives right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, the word soteria, which is the root word for salvation, first and foremost means salvation in Christ by faith, but the actual definition of the word salvation comes from soteria, which means rescue. Soteria or salvation means rescue. It means help. It means needs being met. It means God is willing to release his power to rescue you, to deliver you, to meet your needs. So we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would pour out the power of your Holy Spirit and all those that are praying and listening to this prayer in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would send your angels forth, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would minister to people from your throne room, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Minister to people. And we thank you, God, right now in Jesus' name, that as countless numbers of people from the Hagman and Hagman audience are praying with us right now, live, we thank you, God, that the glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord, the protection of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out tangibly on huge numbers of people from coast to coast and around the world. We thank you, God, that you're alive and that the very same power that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead is at work in this prayer now, God, and you're pouring out from heaven your glory, your presence, your protection, and your blessing.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for doing this. Let every person listening be touched by the power and love of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Paul, we got about 10 minutes left of this broadcast. And again, I want to thank you for coming on and spending your Thursday evening with us. I know one thing that we haven't talked about the last few times that you've been on, or we haven't talked about it enough, is your radio show, the Paul McGuire Report. How's that been going?
It's been growing very well, and I'm very thankful for that. It's 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, on Blog Talk Radio. And if they go to paulmcguire.us, they can listen to it, you know, on their cell phone, laptop, or whatever, via YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, RSS feed, a whole bunch of social media apps that you guys use also, and Blueberry, etc., and listen to it at any time, anywhere in the world, our archives. And basically, I share spiritual truths, but I also talk about an analysis of current events from the perspective of Bible prophecy. And I deal with, you know, different topics, everything from the understanding the monetary system in terms of prophecy, spiritual warfare, economics. I mean, I deal with a whole lot of topics. And I'm getting a lot of emails from people that are very passionate about the program and listen to it daily. And as you guys know, I consider it a privilege, as I know you guys do, that people are actually listening to you, you know, when they're jogging, doing a treadmill, shopping, you know, that's a privilege. So like you guys do, I treat that with an honor and try not to violate that privilege. And I'm very thankful for the growing number of listeners worldwide. People all over the world are listening. And I'm thankful. Now, I haven't seen the latest charts and data on numerical growth, but the last time I looked, we were growing, and I'm happy with that. And I'm just, I'm really low-key about it, you know, just talking to people like if they were sitting next to me. And
yeah,
it's fun.
I love that. I love that. I love your delivery, and folks,
I wanted to share some information with you off air about the numbers, Paul, because there's some stuff that happens with the numbers that I still can't figure out, and we've been doing this like 6 years now. So I mean, it's good to hear that you're growing and whatnot, but it's hard for us to tell with what they do with our numbers.
It's you know, it's an interesting. It really is. You know, the we're being gamed in all aspects of our lives. We're from the obvious to the less obvious, but it's with the intent too, especially with conservative Christian broadcasters. There are certain tactics that are being used out there that are ingenious in their evil nature, and they're effective, and it's amazing to see this take place in real time. It's amazing to see your numbers, for example, of a show that rival some syndicated shows.
Like an example, this show, and within 24 hours, could have 50,000 listens on the platform, and then in a week from now, you go back and check it, and it says 1,000.
Yeah, it's
cute, just as an example.
Cute. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want you guys to know that I've been paying very close attention to that for about 4 to 5 years. I've done a number of articles on it, and I have done some programs on it on my radio show, and I see it too. I'm very aware of it, very concerned about it, because we all have ways of internally calculating accurate numbers, you know, comparisons like you just said, Joe, you're 50,000 listens, and then in a week you're 1,000. And I'm seeing that thing. So, you know, your listeners and my listeners need to know, and other people that listen to Christian or conservative radio programs, et cetera, that the system is rigged, and they're artificially manipulating the numbers. They're removing us from the top of search lists, search engines. They're artificially reducing the numbers, I mean, by huge percentages. so they can rig the system. They're trying to impact negatively advertising dollar revenue. They're trying to rig it so they diminish your power and influence through perception. Because if people think falsely, because they rigged the system, that you only have 1,000 listeners, then they think, oh, these people, you know, they don't have any influence. So they conceal the real numbers and give you lying numbers, because if they knew your real numbers, then you would, your real numbers would exceed some of the, a lot of the secular so-called hit shows. So they're rigging the system all across the board. And these are the tech giant companies, the software companies, the search engine companies, the social media companies, who, by the way, secretly, in a couple of days ago or 2 days ago, gave away America's most priceless asset, the internet. The internet has a value that is so, it's worth so much that it is impossible to calculate the enormous value, monetary value of the internet. And America gave it away for free because the tech giants wanted to give it away for free, and others that run our nation for nefarious purposes. Otherwise, why would you take America's most powerful financial asset and give it away for free and put it under the control partially of communist China? See, this is really powerful darkness and a really powerful rigging of the system. And notice that the tech giants were behind it, along with others. So they're rigging the game. I guarantee you, if your program was devoted to cross-dressing, or devoted to simply Jesus Christ and cross-dressing, your numbers would skyrocket.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we've seen, for example, I can't name the program, but we've seen programs dedicated to atheism or to Wiccan, you know, Wicca.
Yeah, yeah.
All 6 or 12 listeners, you know, outperform our numbers, which, you know, we hear from people all over the world. But yeah, it does go back to the manipulation, and that blows my mind too, Paul. I'm glad you brought that up. We only have a couple minutes left, but my goodness, the giveaway of the internet, and I understand the ICANN. I understand what's being given away, but without even any fight from Congress whatsoever, just go ahead, you know, let it go.
No, because the Republicans are, the elite Republicans are totally rigged. They're totally controlled by the globalists, and then they lie about the economic, the dollar value of the internet. I read an article where they said it was worth X amount. That's baloney. The value that they attributed to the internet was so ridiculously low. The internet is probably our most important financial asset as a nation, not to mention its immeasurable influence and power of changing culture, preaching the gospel, etc. So yes, your listeners, exactly, all of us, we need to be very aware of how they're manipulating rankings, numbers, hits, views on social media, etc., that Big Brother doesn't like.
Amen, Paul. Well, I'll tell you what, we just want to make sure people know, next Thursday, October 13th, Paradise Mountain Church sponsored event, North Hollywood Garland Hotel, a day of awe, intercessory prayer. It's 7 o'clock that night, local time. Register on paulmcguire.us. Paul, we're at the end of the program. God bless you, my friend. What a great program. You've get provided knowledge, so much knowledge tonight. I just want to say thank you so much for your gift of time.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope people come out October 13th. It'll be a powerful night. It is not a political event. We're not there to promote a candidate or anything like that, but God will move in a powerful way, and I believe everybody who comes will find truth, as God has given me a message from his prophetic word. So we welcome anybody who wants to come. God bless you. Thank you for having me on, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Paul. All right. Good night, Paul. Folks, what a fantastic man. And to have the opportunity to spend time with Paul McGuire as we have, and talk with him, it's just amazing. He's an amazing man. And wow. Go ahead, Joe.
tomorrow, folks, we got a great show lined up for you again. Best-selling author of God's Final Jubilee, Dane Goodwin. His latest book, The Barley Harvest, God Signed for the End Times, got it fresh off the printer today.
The ink is still wet.
Dan Goodwin is a friend and guest of the show. He's been on a number of times. And he'll be on hours 2 and 3 tomorrow talking about his new book and a free conference he's got going in Minnesota October 15th. So you're not going to want to miss that, especially if you're in the Minnesota area, because you get all the information tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, God bless, have a great night, and thanks for joining us.